Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Astra Exploration, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ASTR. I am chatting with the CEO, Brian Miller. Just to bring everybody up to speed, Astra Exploration is focused on the flagship project, Pampa Paciencia. This is located about 175 kilometers north of El Peñon in Chile, northern Chile. It is a gold exploration play, and the company did release news about middle of last week, March 14th. The title says, Astra Trenching returns 5 grams per ton gold equivalent over 3.5 meters, and drilling commences at Pampa Paciencia. Now, Brian, let's talk about how these trench results are playing into the overall exploration program, because clearly your targets are defined if you're doing trenching and drilling at the same time. Take us through these results, what it means for the overall program, please.
Sure. Thanks again for having me back, Corey. Nice to be here and giving an update on things. As you mentioned, yeah, we got the trench results back. And what we did with that was we opened up trenches every 50 meters to give a good detailed representation of both the vein geometry at surface as well as the geochemistry across that strike. And how that plays into the entire picture, it allows us to better understand what's at surface, both in shape and geochemistry, and then how that develops and changes as we move down to depth and out along strike. So the short of it, the trenching program was, we had some really good results there, especially with considering the vein widths that we're seeing at surface. A lot of these systems, a typical epithermal system, you'd have veins of maybe, you know, 1 to 5 meters in thicknesses around average. We're seeing an average of about 20 meters thickness here, with vein thicknesses up to 60 meters in some places. So really exceptional sizes. And some of the gold results also promising. Things look like it's still a well-preserved system. So if that is indeed the case, as we continue to work these veins with the drill program, there's the chance that that precious metals horizon, that mineralized horizon, is well-preserved, and that's what we really want to see.
So, Brian, when we see 60-meter widths in terms of veins, those are extraordinarily wide, and that, I'm sure, would have people thinking, well, what is possible when you have veins that are potentially showing this type of width? That also combines with a comment made in the news release that as you get deeper, you are seeing, through the relogging of historical drill core, both grade and vein thickness increase at depth. So is that the depth component, the deepest on this project, is where you're seeing this 60-meter width?
No, it's not at depth. That 60 meters was at surface in the trenching. So, but yeah, that's absolutely correct. It is very atypical for epithermal systems to have veins of this width. And, you know, there's a few notable examples of some major deposits that you see widths like this. El Peñon, as we obviously use as a comparison, both because of the similarities regionally as well as geologically. Plus, the Astra team has some intimate experience and knowledge of that deposit. But also, we see similarities at Cerro Negro, and we have also some experience with that as well. Diego was on that as it was discovered, but he's, you know, Diego's been on several of these deposits, and so he's seen various sizes of deposits, stages of these deposits, and he's quite impressed with what he's seeing size-wise. So it really is exceptional as far as the size potential, because you get wide meters like this, and then if you do get into these ore shoots that we understand that they can be sporadic, but if you do get into these ore shoots with these kinds of widths, you can really start adding some significant ounces in a real short order. And, you know, an example of that, Cerro Negro, they had, you know, a lot of anomalous gold in drill results that they had, and then they, you know, come across a 300-meter strike length of the vein that contains roughly 1 million ounces, and that's largely due to the width. And so they really do have exceptional potential. So it's we're quite excited to get some grades back, some assays back from the drill results.
So because these veins potentially are so wide, does that make it easier to build up ounces or to move to a resource? And does that make it easier to target?
Easier, yes. A very relative term. These low sulfidation systems, they're not an easy nut to crack. And this isn't something that you're going to, you know, quickly build a resource, you know, like you would a porphyry deposit or something of that sort. But absolutely, the greater the size of a target is, the easier it is to hit. And that's not to say that that makes this easy, but without a doubt, you have width like that and you can certainly add up ounces much, much faster than is typical with these epithermal systems.
So let's talk about the drill program that is underway. 3,000 meters, approximately how far are you through this program? And just remind everybody, the main focus is at this Paciencia vein, but there are some other targets being tested as well.
Correct. We started the program in late February. We're tracking well on target to finish that by the end of this month as we had planned and on budget. And looks like we'll get the meters that we had planned. So all of that looks very good so far. And our main focus was on the Paciencia vein itself, just because that was where the initial discovery was made. That was where we had the most data and information. And so the systematic drilling of this structure, we had hoped to define roughly a 700 meter strike length of mineralized structure there. And it looks like we're going to exceed that, having, you know, somewhere around 1,000 meters of defined structure at least. So we did good defining that along strike, and then we're also defining that along depth as well. And as you mentioned, there's other targets on the property that we're aware of when we initially bought the property, but also some we've identified since we did the geophysics and the sampling program. So we will have a couple more targets beyond the Paciencia vein that we will be drilling in this campaign.
Now, what are you expecting in terms of assay turnaround times? Do you have any clarity on that? I'm asking all companies that simply because it does seem to vary company to company and your relationship with the assay lab.
For sure. And as you're well aware, there's several companies that they've experienced some very brutal turnaround times, several months. What we've experienced so far, we've been sending to our samples to ALS in Santiago. And so far, we've experienced about a month turnaround time. So I think that things are a little bit busier. Some work's picking up in Chile and their workload has increased, but we're still expecting somewhere around a 6-week turnaround time. So we do expect the first batch of assays back in April.
So, Brian, this is still such an early story, right? The company did just list a couple months ago. It was tail end of January. You already have a drill program underway. And what I was hearing from some other people who are invested in this story is that they thought the discovery had already been made, which made it a whole different play early on. What can you, I guess, break down for everybody just to help everyone understand the early stage aspect of this, but having what sounds like a lot of data around some of the key targets?
It is an early stage play, but we did have some data from the previous trenching, the previous drilling. But there were some obvious targets that were, in our mind, just no-brainer to follow up on, especially these veins that had been drilled and intersected high-grade gold had not been followed up to depth, and that's where the real potential was. You know, this literally, we looked at from the beginning, it could be the discovery hole had already been made and just not properly followed up. But, you know, the work that we've done on it in the past several months has been quite encouraging and has only expanded the prospectivity of the entire property itself as far as additional targets for us to follow up in the future. But, you know, as we mentioned previously, this area is covered by a relatively shallow sediment cover that conceals these veins so they don't outcrop, they don't daylight at surface. But what we're seeing is, from everything that we've seen so far, is there is increasing potential for a very large system under this cover.
All right. Well, Brian, we'll follow up as we get some more exploration results, especially drill results. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Brian regarding Astro Exploration, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Astra, so personally, I'll be following up on the back of some more news anyway. So, Brian, appreciate this update, and yeah, please keep us up to date when some more news is going to be coming out, especially drill result-wise.
Absolutely. We'll be happy to. We look forward to it.